Who is God? Now notice I asked who is God, not what is God. Some people think of God as an impersonal thing, a life force, like the force in the Star Wars movie. But the God who's revealed himself in the Bible is a personal God. He has a will, he makes decisions, he shows emotions, he loves some things and he hates others. He can be pleased or he can be angered. We as humans are personal beings because we're made in the image of a God who himself is personal. But how would you define God? Well, that's not easy. In any definition that you give, you're going to leave so much out. But just for starters, I think we can define God as an eternal, self-existent, non-material, triune being who subsists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now that's a mouthful, and there's a lot of other things we could say, but I'd like to unpack that definition a little bit to help you understand something about the God who's revealed in the Bible. First thing I mentioned was that God was eternal. That is, he's always existed. He has no beginning, and he will never have an end. Moses declared in Psalm 90 that from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The universe and everything in it, time, space, matter, had a beginning, but God does not. We as humans have a beginning, though we will never have an end. We'll exist somewhere in heaven or hell forever. But God has neither beginning nor end. No matter how far back you go, he was already there. Second thing that I mentioned, though, was that God is self-existent. Occasionally you'll hear a person object to Christianity by saying, "Oh, if everything had to have a maker, then who made God?" No one made God because he just is. As we said, he's always been. Everything other than God is dependent on something outside of itself for its existence. But God depends on nothing outside of himself. The earth depends on the sun for light, but what does the sun depend on for light? Well, it doesn't. The light is self-generated. So also God's existence is self-generated. Third thing I mentioned, though, was that God is non-material. That is, that he's quite real, but he has no physical existence. He doesn't have weight or mass. He doesn't take up space. Sometimes the Bible does speak, though, of God having like an outstretched arm or how his eyes look down upon the earth, but those are human terms applied to God so that we have some kind of an analogy by which we can understand him. Third thing that I mentioned is that God is triune. Triune. The Bible talks about a trinity. Now, unlike polytheists who believe there are many gods, the Bible tells us there's just one. But unlike Jews and Muslims who believe that God is a monad, one person, one being, Christians believe that God is one in being and yet three in persons who are co-equal in glory, honor, and power. Now, is this a contradiction? No, for we say that God is one in one sense, but in another sense, he's three, that is, three persons. You know, the scripture says that God is love. But if God is love, wouldn't he require some object to love, some person to love for all eternity? Neither Islam nor Judaism can have an eternal loving God because as a monism, there's no one for God to love until he creates angels or people. But the Bible teaches that the Father has loved the Son, and the Son has loved the Father, and both have loved the Holy Spirit, who in turn has loved them for all eternity. So not only is God eternal, but love is eternal as well. God's goal is to bring people into that inter-Trinitarian love so that we can experience it forever. Well, any God other than the one revealed in the Bible is an idol. An idol is a made-up God. A God of our own imagination. They can be physical or they can just be mental. But the true God is the one that's revealed in the scripture.